Hello and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 394. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Today is the first day I don't have to promote the live shows of The Defense, which is my second audio drama. I'm relieved, but I still have to promote the podcast, so please listen to The Defense. But let me tell you, no one in New York City wants to come to a show. It's not true. They want to go to shows, but they don't want to go to Brooklyn, maybe, for a show? In any case, thank you to the handful of people who did make it out to Red Hook. We love you. And also everyone who didn't make it, because, you know, I wouldn't have gone if it weren't my show. I get it. 100% get it. I'm just super glad I don't have to fight a losing battle again this year. I'll say later, I'll do it again. But right now, it is a relief. What may be amusing is that I thought, oh, we haven't done anything, you know, like a full live show in a long time. Maybe people are hungry for it, and we have to give people the opportunity to come out if they want to. And it turns out they did not want to. But we tried it. It was a good time, mostly. And now I can just focus on promoting the podcast instead of trying to promote both a live show and a podcast at the same time, which is a lot, let me just say. Anyway, you probably didn't come here to the podcast, blogcast, to hear my promoting woes or promoting relief, but that's what's happening today. It's only going to get weirder here today, because today's blog is about when I got COVID-19 last month. How angry it made me, which I did find another person who had the same experience, maybe not the same experience, but a similar sense of, you know, anger and irritability, which I was glad to hear, because I felt like no one has said anything about this thus far. Anyway, let me read it to you. It is called, Is Anger a Symptom of COVID-19? On Monday, March 4th, I tested positive for COVID. I tested negative on March 1st when I woke up with a swollen throat and subsequently slept for the later part of the weekend. By Monday, the fever had gone and I was feeling a bit better. But I tested anyway because I had a rehearsal to go to and I wanted to be able to go in clear. Surprise! The thing is, I have been very careful. I've rarely eaten indoors at a restaurant. I don't go indoors for longer than a couple of minutes without a mask. I wear a mask on the subway and also the grocery store, two places I'm often alone in my caution. The week before I tested positive, I'd barely gone anywhere. The lone risks I was taking were related to my show, rehearsing and attending our shows without masks and celebrating our performances indoors, unmasked, afterwards. But that's it. I knew I was taking those risks for the first time, and I did it with full awareness of what I was doing. If they'd been responsible for this case, I would have felt it was an appropriate consequence of the risk. But all those things were 3 weeks before I caught it. I don't know where this came from. And after nearly 4 years of doing everything in my power to keep this virus from spreading through me, it knocked me down and stole all my lunch money, the bully. And I was pissed. I've been so mad about everything. I could not receive an email from anyone without becoming irrationally angry. Is anger a symptom of COVID-19? I have haven't heard anyone talk about that, but oh my goodness, I was so full of anger during my week of COVID. It seemed like it might be some virus-triggered irritant in my brain that made everything seem irritating. I went to a Feldenkrais eye workshop a few years ago that somehow spoke directly to my amygdala and made me afraid to leave my apartment for a day. So I feel fairly confident that brains and emotions can be impacted by things like viruses. This has been my working theory because it feels pretty irrational to get mad at innocuous emails and texts and so on. I found everything irritating. My own work, my space, myself, music, theater, videos, social media. It was all awful. I felt like it had to be a symptom because I couldn't just hate everything, could I? I couldn't just be pissed about the circumstances. I suppose I could be angry that after 4 years of taking every precaution, I got this thing anyway. It feels an awful lot like 4 years of wasted effort. But I know that's not true. It is a much less terrible situation to get COVID now than it was 4 years ago. I've had all the vaccines and boosters to make it not that big a deal. It is a whole different ballgame now, for which I am grateful. But the thing is, I haven't been so careful for myself. I figure my immune system was probably in good shape, but I was mostly careful in solidarity with people who might be a lot more vulnerable than me. I wasn't afraid of this for me, but for them. I didn't wear a mask for me so much as for the people who need extra protections. And if I couldn't prevent this, being as careful as I have been, what hope do any of those people have? I'm incredibly frustrated that we, as a society, have so little care for the vulnerable. Like, what good can one person in mask on the train do? Apparently not much. Maybe that's why people stopped wearing them. I've given up a lot for this safety. One of my greatest pleasures in life is to sit in a warm, cozy cafe and write. I haven't done that in so long. Instead, I sit outside, shivering under heat lamps, writing with cold fingers. I love restaurants, but I only sit outside of them for the most part. I've been to the movies twice since 2019. And the theater I've seen has been pretty minimal in the last year since people don't wear masks at the theater anymore, even when the theater has signs around declaring that they prefer you wear them. I know everyone stopped worrying about COVID a while ago, but that doesn't mean it went away. And now it is tearing through a lot of people who managed to avoid it all this time. I know quite a few people who got COVID recently who, like me, never had it before. Many people say it's just inevitable, that we just have to all expect to get it sooner or later, or again and again. But there are a lot of people who will not survive that. And that is not okay with me. A man who survived in an iron lung for 70 years died of COVID this month. There's no word about how he got it. Probably from someone who figured it was inevitable and who had contact with someone who had contact with him. Now that we're treating this virus like an inevitability, it's tearing through people who could have remained untouched by it with a little extra collective precaution. All the little individual precautions are not strong enough to keep the whole wave at bay. I'm pissed because I'm not convinced it was an inevitability. I think if we'd handled this pandemic better, we wouldn't still be watching COVID roll through our population 4 years later. Pretending it's not happening isn't working. It got me sick. It got some of my family sick. It got friends sick. It got my support system sick. It's still going on. And sure, I had a blessedly mild case, but I lost a week of my life, and I put some people I care about at risk before I knew it was happening. That sucks. The first day I had symptoms, when I tested negative, I was planning to go see someone with leukemia. I really thought I just had allergies. It felt like allergies. Luckily, we both were extra cautious, so we postponed. But that could have been a disaster. I'm glad we averted the disaster, but I'm pissed that it was such a close call. But maybe that's just a symptom of the virus. Gratefully, I think the fury passed along with the virus. So I believe, I really do think it was part of it because I think I had reasons to be mad, but like not those. Anyway, I feel better now in many ways. And also, you know, apparently after you have it, you are extra defended. So that's a nice side effect, I guess. And from what I've read, the wastewater here in New York is like the best it's been so far. Wastewater numbers for COVID, obviously, not just like general wastewater numbers. So it might be a good moment, which somehow is comforting. So, yeah. Hey, so what song am I going to put here? Well, I was trying to find songs about anger, and I've already done so many of them. But the first one I thought of is not at all appropriate for this particular kind of anger, but it does have the word anger in the title. And it was a song I could not believe I had not done before. So it is pretty thematically unrelated, aside from the idea of being angry. But like, seriously, I have done so many posts about anger that like I've gone through a lot of the angry songs. And this one is a song by Poe, who had an incredible album in the 90s and who I have not yet heard from again yet. But this album was really meaningful to me at the time. And I feel like this song, it's called Angry Johnny, was a song that like I really connected to and I liked a lot. And that was before I got in touch with my anger at all. So it feels like a kind of like, it was like a gateway angry song. Poe taught me about anger. Thank you to Poe. So I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me, for reals. If you would like to help, you can like, review, subscribe in any of the podcast apps. If you'd like to support this podcast with your dollars or whatever currency you might use, amazing. That would be so cool. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. There's also Ko-fi. There's PayPal. You could do a paid subscription on Substack and wherever else you can think of. Just let me know and I'll sign up. And mostly thank you for listening. For reals. Right. So I'm going to play you Angry Johnny. And, yeah, I was thinking of playing this one on the electric, but still can't find the cable that connects my guitar to my computer. So, it somehow has just vanished into the air. So I might have to just get myself a new cable. Anyway, so I'm on acoustic here. I'm on my good old seagull, Nina. And, here it is. Angry Johnny. Thank you.
Mrs. Jezebel in hell. I want to kill you. I want to blow you away. I want to kill you. I want to blow you away. I can do it to you gently. I can do it with an animal's grace. I can do it with precision. I can do it with gourmet taste. But either way, I want to kill you. I want to blow you away. I can do it to your mind. I can do it to your face. I can do it with integrity. I can do it with disgrace. But either way, I wanna kill you. I wanna blow you away. Johnny, angry Johnny. This is Jezebel in hell. Johnny, angry Johnny. This is Jezebel in hell. I can do it in a church. I can do it anytime or place. I can do it like an angel to quiet down your rage. But either way, I wanna kill you. I wanna blow you. I can do it in the water. I can do it on dry land. I can do it with instruments. I can do it with my own bare hands. But either way, you know where it stands. I wanna kill you. I wanna blow you away. Johnny, angry Johnny. Jezebel in hell. Johnny, oh my Johnny. Where'd your pleasure go when the pain came through you? Where'd your happiness go? The force is running you around now, getting you down now. Where's your pleasure now, Johnny? Where has your pleasure gone now? Johnny, angry Johnny. This is Jezebel in hell. Johnny, angry Johnny. This is Jezebel in hell. I want to kill Johnny.
Yeah.